Good afternoon. We're tracking a disturbance into the region from the north and west this afternoon. The cool pool of air associated with this disturbance aloft, combined with the heating of the day, will produce an unstable environment capable of producing some pop-up showers, maybe even a burst of rain or a rumble of thunder through the daylight hours. This all as temperatures continue to climb, reaching highs mainly in the middle to upper 60s. As we get into the evening hours, this little pool of cool air will pivot out through the Maritimes, and we'll see high pressure build in from the Great Lakes. That high will dry us out, and temperatures will drop back into the mid-40s overnight tonight. And this will lead to a beautiful Friday afternoon with that same high pressure center overhead. We'll enjoy mostly sunny skies and warmer temperatures with most everyone into the lower and middle 70s. But another disturbance is pivoting through the Great Lakes. It'll arrive over the weekend. Right now, it looks like Saturday will stay dry with just the outside risk of a shower along the coast. Temperatures will be in the lower 70s before another chance for showers develops on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds as that disturbance pivots on through. Temperatures will be in the lower 70s once again for the second half of the weekend. It looks like this disturbance will get hung up along the eastern seaboard for the early part of next week. This will keep the weather a bit unsettled on Monday and Tuesday, with scattered showers possible both days, although temperatures will still manage to get into the lower 70s before we dry it out with more sunshine and a bigger warm-up on Wednesday, with highs approaching 80. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from South Texas east to the Gulf Coast. Thunderstorms will be on the increase today from southwestern through south central Texas in association with an increasing area of lift along a front and as upper level energy moves in. South of this activity, greater destabilization may occur during the day with moderate instability likely along and south of the front, from South Texas northeastward along the Texas coastal areas. As the atmosphere destabilizes, additional storms will likely develop near the front or re-intensify along residual outflow boundaries from morning activity. Veering, low-level winds with 40 to 50 knots of effective bulk shear will support potential for organized storms, including bowing segments and supercells, with damaging wind and large hail the main threats, though a tornado or two will also be possible in these areas. There's also a flash flood watch for all of south central Texas. Locally heavy rainfall over already saturated grounds due to recent heavy rain episodes may result in flash flooding today. And Tropical Cyclone 1B remains located just off the southeast coast of India. This cyclone produced 3 days of torrential rain in Sri Lanka, producing massive flooding and mudslides. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 22 at Baraga Plains, Stonington, and Doe Lake, all in Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with a risk of a shower near 70, Boston partly sunny, chance of showers in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 70 degrees. The average low, 48. The record high, 91, set in 1989, and the record low, 29, in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 5:28 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:16 p.m. 14 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds with scattered showers, mainly this afternoon, perhaps a rumble of thunder, highs in the mid-60s. Clearing tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds with some pop-up showers this afternoon, perhaps a thunderstorm, with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Clearing tonight with lows in the middle to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds with pop-up showers and maybe a thunderstorm this afternoon with highs in the middle and upper 60s. Clearing skies tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, We'll have partly sunny skies with the chance of showers this afternoon, maybe a rumble of thunder, with highs in the upper 60s to around 70, clearing tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny with a pop-up shower, maybe a rumble of thunder this afternoon, with temperatures in the upper 60s to around 70. Clearing skies tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, lower to mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds, a late-day shower primarily south of I-90 Saturday in the lower 70s. Scattered showers possible for everyone on Sunday, otherwise partly sunny, lower 70s. And a good chance of scattered showers Monday and Tuesday, otherwise mostly cloudy, lower to mid-70s. And upper 70s with a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.